USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Pentagon is reporting a U.S. contractor was killed and five American service members were wounded, along with another U.S. contractor, in a drone strike in northeast Syria. A U.S. intelligence assessment determined that the one-way unmanned aerial vehicle was of Iranian origin. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said in a statement that, at the direction of President Biden, he authorized U.S. Central Command to conduct precision airstrikes last night in eastern Syria against facilities used by groups affiliated with Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. The chief executive officer of TikTok faced some tough questions from lawmakers on Capitol Hill as the United States is considering banning the popular app, accusing it of data farming Americans' data for the CCP.
Thursday, a House committee focused on concerns about the app's data privacy, protections for kids, and connection to the Chinese Communist Party. Members grilled the CEO over videos on the site like the blackout challenge that has led to the death of some young children. I'm Dave Collins.
French President Emmanuel Macron is refusing to budge on his government's raising of the retirement age to 64, prompting hundreds of thousands of French citizens to take to the streets in protest. Tourist spots like the Eiffel Tower and the Versailles Palace closed down amid the demonstrations as travel was disrupted at regional train stations and airports across France. The Senate Ethics Committee admonished Senator Lindsey Graham, the Republican from South Carolina, for using an interview at the Capitol to solicit campaign donations. The letter from Chair Chris Coons, Democrat from Delaware, and Vice Chair James Lankford, a Republican from Oklahoma, cites a November 30, 2022 Fox News appearance, saying Graham solicited campaign contributions for Georgia State candidate Herschel Walker. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The fight between big tech companies and the state of Utah has officially dropped the green flag. Governor Spencer Cox signed the nation's first major social media regulations into law, passed by the legislature earlier this month. SB 152 and HB 311 are touted by lawmakers as necessary to counter the alleged harms social media platforms enact on teenagers. The bills have some pushback, raising concerns about freedom of speech and privacy. Is peanut butter a liquid? The TSA has made a determination.
There are 486 items that you cannot bring through the TSA checkpoint. No liquids, no gels, no aerosols. And now there's one more thing you can't bring. The TSA now says that peanut butter is a no. Whether creamy or crunchy, TSA now classifies it as a liquid. And it's not allowed through security unless it's 3.4 ounces or less. Of course, the final call is all subject to the TSA agent on hand. I'm Skip Kelly.
China threatened the United States with serious consequences this morning after the U.S. Navy sailed a destroyer around the disputed Paracel Islands in the South China Sea for the second day in a row, in a move Beijing claimed was a violation of its sovereignty and security. Yesterday, the Asian country claims it chased off the USS Milius, a claim the U.S. military denied. It is National Cheesesteak Day, so what's up with your lunch? Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.